brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Become a reality in America? Trump fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
From my cold, dead hand.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord, you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the Scripture.
Civil rights advocates believe the amount of public cooperation may depend largely on how long they expect the suspension of their rights might last. Jeff Farrell, KSLA News 12 reporting.
According to Tuberville, during Hurricane Katrina, the clergy response team provided 38 chaplains a day around the clock at 8 different camps.
So I thought we'd bring that back to your attention. We broke that over a year before it came out earlier this year in the news. We had the actual FEMA documents with names and phone numbers. It was going on in every county in the U.S. And we had the preacher on. We had them all. And there it is. There it is for you. This is what they do. And when this whole martial law thing comes down, I hope the cops get wise. Here's the M.O. each time. They tell you, this such and such is a terrorist. They have pipe bombs and machine guns, and they plan to kill you. And the person really has a pack of chewing gum. But by then you hand them over to the people's custody and disappear to a FEMA camp. Or they just lock down whole cities and break up the families and take them to different facilities. They got the preachers being trained to tell folks to turn their guns in. Okay? And to take injections. I mean, this is like out of a horror movie. This is like out of America with a K. But it's happening. And I'm sorry it's happening, okay? I'm really sorry that this is the truth. I'm really sorry that it's all come down to this. And, you know, that caller first of the hour, last hour, just couldn't believe it. He just couldn't deal with it. He just said, oh, you're just vague. Okay, there, I wasn't vague. I read what the father of Reaganomics had to say in a syndicated column. I just played you a newscast about what we broke a year before it came out. I mean, do we get any brownie points ever for being right about things? I told you 6 years ago Mexican trucks were already here because I'd read it in publications, industry publications, and seen them driving up and down the road. That's all I do. I mean, they built a FEMA center out at the old airport here in Austin. I told you about it before it was in the news, but then it was on local Fox. I mean, all we do is report facts all day long to you. There's trillions missing from the Pentagon. Total criminals run the country. They're looting everything. They got mercenaries hired. His grandfather funded Hitler, was his top agent in the U.S. Marine Corps major generals, two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winners blew the whistle. We're in red-level crisis. I've probably sacrificed my life just to warn you about this. I hope that isn't the case. Just take it or leave it. Take it or leave it.
It is a big idea. A new world order. in the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're now taking your phone calls. Kyle in Genesee, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, yes, Alex. You're talking about the industry publications earlier that you go to for different various things to keep a track on stuff, you know. Which publications are, you know, usually have, you know, good information on, you know, like banking?
Well, I mean, there'll be listeners. I mean, piles of them every week, and they'll put yellow stickies in it and say, look at this. Or a truck driver will call me 6 years ago, I'm going from memory, and say, hey, I'm mailing you a truck driving magazine, and in it is the transponders they're going to put in them and the Mexican trucks and everything else. And then I see the Mexican trucks. I mean, by industry publication, is that they all just report it nonchalantly. And they just say what they're doing right out in the open. Or I'll get a tip and I'll go to the Federal Register and there's the bill they passed to put up, you know, federally around the country, hundreds of thousands of microphones to listen to us, 1998. And I'll get a copy of the bill that passed and show it, and then show the federal funding for $844,000 to put in hundreds of them in Austin, Texas. I mean, it's original source or industry publications. Or if I'm talking about transhumanist, I'll go to what the actual transhumanist different associations are saying about how they're going to have a world government and the elite's going to have the life extension and we're not. I mean, it's just These people communicate with each other. Say an industry publication, it's published for the public to buy, but nobody really gets it. It's Foreign Affairs put out by the CFR every 2 months, and they just openly say what they're going to do right there.
Okay, because, you know, it just would help, you know, because I'm at work sometimes for like hour. I'm up for like 9 hours sometimes, and I just want to, you know, educate myself. But I mean, I've been reading Tragedy and Hope at work, and now just go to some of the quotes, and I just read that, you know, just educate myself about who these people are. I mean, I've already seen Endgame. I went to the Alamo Draft House and thought it was an excellent film. By the way, good job.
Well, thank you, Kyle.
So I mean, I'm educating myself, and you know, as you said before, these people are monopoly men. And why else would they back Hillary Clinton? Look at every one of her policies. She's a monopoly woman because she will use force to guarantee their monopolies through government regulations and all sorts of other tools that
governments and then we go to Michelle Malkin, conservatives, and point out that Fox News is behind Hillary, and we have all the articles and all the admissions, and they just say it's not true.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have a friend on my MySpace. She has like she says Fox News is my favorite news station. I almost have to hurl every time I look at that. And I keep on trying to tell her, hey, Rupert Murdoch's, you know, behind Hillary Clinton. Oh, no, that's not true. I'm like, here's the article. Oh, that's just a liberal media. I'm like, it's not. You can go and just do your research on the primary sources of where it comes from, you know. And
I hear you. I hear you. And they'll say that's a fake newscast I just aired about the preachers telling their flock to hand their guns in and go under martial law. I mean, they just won't. I have hundreds of pages of actual FEMA documents, scanned them in for people, had the preacher on over a year ago. They still don't believe it. Listen. When I went and shot video in '99 for Police State 2000 in Oakland, and there were Marines and troops from five other nations training with hundreds of role players screaming, I'm an American, please don't put me in the camp. They let me videotape the mock interrogations where they're like, where are you from? San Francisco. Where'd you get the weapons? They were training to put families and men and women and children and break them up. I'm videotaping this. I talked to Colonel Love. He admits that it could be for America or overseas. And then I had troop ships landing, hovercraft, warrior fighting vehicles, thousands of troops, and I got just dozens and dozens of emails and calls over the years saying it was fake. Folks, I can't hire giant troop ships and Cobra, you know, sea Cobras. I mean, I can't. I don't. Just they won't believe anything. They don't. They're just idiots.
Well, it's not, too, because they've been brainwashed by the media and everything. They've been brainwashed, you know, people who talk about this kind of stuff is, you know, I'm just trying to figure out a way how to break them out of that paradigm. There's always something you can always do to break somebody out of that conditioning, you know. There's a certain threshold where that doublethink just doesn't work anymore.
Well, all I know is I don't know how somebody could watch an hour in that two-hour film of Marines threatening to take our guns in America, and I got footage from all over the country with the same thing, and then they just say it's not real. When it's coming out of the Marines' mouths. It's Marines. It's huge ships landing. It's hovercraft. It's helicopters. It's Chinooks. It's Cobras. It's Sea Cobras. It's warrior fighting vehicles. It's Humvees. It's foreign troops for America.
Right,
and they still can't. But of course I was talking about foreign troops 10 years ago. Of course I was talking about martial law and government-sponsored terror before 9/11. All these government documents I read where they talk about how they stage attacks. I mean, they're so arrogant because they know the public is just totally brainwashed. But the good news is the public now knows they've been lied to, but they're not sure exactly about what. They know they've been lied to, but they still don't know their head from a hole in the ground. And I'm just totally freaked out at this point. I mean, some days I get up here and it's like, but I guess it happened in Germany, it happened in Russia, it happens everywhere else, and I guess Americans have just got to be through living hell before they find out what. That's just.
I don't think we really do. I just mean, one thing I think everyone should try to do is push through the significance of the FEMA faking a fake newscast. You push that through, you can tell them, hey, they stage media events. What else could they be lying to us about? And get the ball rolling there for some people. I've done that on some of my friends, and they're starting to wake up.
Now, these people are hardcore killers. That's all I can tell you. I appreciate your call. I mean, when I looked into, I thought I knew about all the chemical, biological, radiological testing where they killed Americans. I thought I knew about it all. Man, it's tens of thousands of cases. it's hundreds of thousands of Americans they've killed. And it's all, I mean, that's what we know about. I mean, these people are so criminal that it will just blow your mind. They are so incredibly criminal that it just absolutely brings me to my knees to just think that at a certain point I'm speechless. In fact, meanwhile, we have a president who constantly says things like this that make absolutely no sense, where he talks about kids with box cutters killing all those students, which I think some kind of slip. They may be planning something with schools. I know they put out fake Al-Qaeda memos saying they're planning to hit schools. Play the crazy Bush clip. Here it is. This is Bush talking to Australian television. Do you have that, John? Okay, here it is.
We need all our coalition partners. And I would hope that, and I understand, like, everybody's got their own internal politics. My only point is that whether it be Afghanistan or Iraq, we've got more work to do. We, the free world, has got more work to do. And I believe those of us who live in liberty have a responsibility to promote forms of government that deal with what causes 19 kids to get on airplanes to kill 3,000 students.
What then do you say about the British withdrawing significant numbers from southern
Play that again. And when you're looking at him on the video, it's up on prisonplanet.com, he looks totally nuts. I mean, he looks completely out of his gourd, 110%. He is just completely nuts. And he said that Nelson Mandela was killed by Saddam in a press conference. And every day it's some new insanity. I mean, we've got literal Nero lunatic running things. Back in Hillary getting all her people ready. And there's all these really childish, they're always real giggly and it's all funny. And Free Republic and Michelle Malkin's websites and all of it. And they just say we make everything up when all we do is document everything. And all right, I got to settle down. You know what? That's why I get upset and yell and scream on air sometimes, because it just consciously hits me every day just how far down the rat hole, down the cesspit we've gone. And I just think about how cold-blooded these people are running things and how much they love to hurt innocent people, how many crimes they've done, all the bad things they've done, all the drugs they ship in here, all the bad things they do to us, all the kids they're putting on Ritalin and Prozac, all the live virus shots they're giving people, dying left and right. It's just, sometimes it really gets to me, folks. And I don't just get mad or yell or scream anymore. In the past, when I feel like this and feel anxious, I just start yelling and screaming and getting mad. But at a certain point, man, I just sit here with horror thinking about what's going to happen when the news finally breaks that they've destroyed the dollar. I mean, it's already gone, 64, almost 65% reduction. Plunging more today, by the way. I mean, I got a lot of things I want to do. I want to go out and camp and visit places and do things and fish and eat good food and lift weights and jog, be in shape, but I can't. I just work all the time because I'm busy fighting this. I can't morally not do it. At least everything else in life, it's just... I just hope their whole agenda stalls. I hope enough people wake up to what they're doing that it just all falls apart and they just stop what they're doing, but... They know they're in danger now. They were going to go ahead with their plan regardless, but now they've got to go ahead with it. And at least we're in the fight, and at least a lot of people know who they are now. But I just the feelings I have, the analysis I've done, the facts that are coming in, but also just what's in my gut just tells me we're headed into bad stuff. And it's not like we're on a ship going into a hurricane and the people are battening down the hatches and getting the sails down and getting geared up. They're just stumbling around on the deck, drunk, giggling and snickering and laughing and picking their nose and laughing at me, and I'm just sick to watch the death of this country. And it's what comes after the death that you got to worry about. We'll be right back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that every original document on the federal and state level proves America is a Christian nation? Did you know that the Supreme Court has undermined our religious heritage? You can call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith of Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that over 700 suitcase bombs are smuggled out of Russia and are in the hands of radicals bent upon America's destruction? You can call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Narnax Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Narnax Man, and your toenails need Narnax Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Narnax Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is the real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
John and Holland, Mike, Justin, Peter, I'm getting to you all right now. John and Holland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, Alex. Okay. Hey, a few things, Alex. I think you shouldn't take things too personal because your job must be really one of the hardest in the world because you realize like nobody else what's going on, you know? If you wouldn't freak out once in a while on your radio show, I really think then it will show it's, something is really wrong with you, right?
Yes, I just know they're killers. I know they're going to put people in camps. I know they're going to stage more terror. They already did 9/11. I mean, we're all in danger, folks. They're staging fake news conferences. They're hiring the preachers to tell us to go under martial law. I mean, we're in total crisis.
Yeah, I know. And I've been following you for the last 1.5 years now, and I'm amazed every time by the fact that you're right. You know, every time you say things, you predict things, it's all coming out. Anyway, I've seen your show. Endgame was really good to see it. Great job on that. Really enjoyed to watch that together with all your other documentaries as well. Anyway, I've got two questions, right? First question is about 9/11. First question is here. Why aren't the 24 insurance companies, like Swiss RA, not interested in the 9/11 issue and all the things behind it, so they can bundle their forces and push for an independent investigation? This is the company that insures the World Trade Center complex, right? If they can bundle their forces, they can try to get that $7 billion back from Silverstein.
No, I agree with you. They haven't, because big insurance companies are almost all spawned, all the big majors. The little ones are all basically just resellers. They sell you insurance, then bundle them and sell them to larger ones. They're more like brokers or real estate brokers. It's the same thing, because they're involved in the larger scheme. Why didn't the airlines not blow the whistle? The airlines got a $25 billion payout because, quote, they were going to go bankrupt, but the biggest airlines only make $4 or $5 billion profit a year. $25 billion was the major three airlines' profits for the next 5, 6, 7 years. So they claim they were losing money, so they needed $25 billion. That was just a payoff, and so that's why the insurance companies didn't attest anything and didn't get in the way of anything, because they're all part of the New World Order.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, second question: is global enslavement and one world government is so important to the Illuminati and the Bilderbergers, why did America and their allied forces battle against Hitler and stopped Hitler in the Second World War? Because that's what Hitler wanted as well, right? He wanted world domination. And
Well, you've seen Endgame. You know there was a split between the two groups, and the Bank of England, this is public, declassified, actually funded Hitler, making him think that they were backing him. That's why he thought England was his ally. And that's why at Dunkirk, he let everybody escape there, over 200,000 troops and much of their machinery, because he thought he was going to make a deal with England. That's why Rudolf Hess, you know, went in and parachuted into England, and then they grabbed him and wouldn't let him get out. He was saying, hey, we had a deal. Why are you doing this? And then that's why they had to keep him at the Tower until he died decades later. They didn't have the people ready to accept giving up their unity. There was too many independent, wealthy people and too much middle class in Europe, so they used Hitler to tear the whole continent up so they could get their failed League of Nations reincarnated as the United Nations. They stated that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, thanks, man.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. I mean, I'm just going off what they said. let's go ahead and take another call here. Do we have time? Yes, we do. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Ohio. Mike, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
I'm an Iraq War veteran. I was in the initial invasion and decided to join the fight against the New World Order, and I support you. I seen Endgame. It was really a great film. And I wanted to plug my website, but that's not why I called. I called to talk about a few things.
Well, go ahead and plug your website.
CantonTruth.com.
All right.
And that's CantonTruth.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the rules of engagement for Iraq, it doesn't say all the troops were given a card when we got to Iraq that says what the rules of engagement are. And the rules of engagement are not, it doesn't say U.S. Army's rules of engagement or anything like that. It says coalition forces land component command rules of engagement. And so that's one of the big reasons I call, is because it's not saying it's the U.S. government running the rules of engagement over there on there. And that sounds like to me the U.N.'s behind it.
Well, I said before the war, they're going to break it in three parts. Then they're going to turn the spigot off and stop funding the insurgents, which the government is, the criminal group is. Then they're going to have the UN come in. Now they're openly talking about that. Very interesting, my friend. Call me back on another show with more. All right, we've got a lawyer to talk about the Sherry Jackson situation coming up right now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called royal jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
SpyBuild.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyBuild.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyBuild.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyBuild.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyBuild.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyBuild.com today.
Strange days have found us. Strange days have tracked us down.
They're gone. About two sponsors and Tom Cryer, the lawyer who beat the IRS a few months ago, talk about the Sherry Jackson found guilty on 4 counts of willful failure to file. A couple sponsors first, though. You know about Interfood, but a lot of you haven't taken action and gotten it. You really should. A lot of you have, though. If you go to PrisonPlanet.com and click on the right-hand side banner that says Interfood, it takes you to a page where you automatically get 10% off on their already low price. If you buy in bulk, you get 20% on top of that. You cannot beat it. It's the best green food out there, bar none, with dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina. Balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power pack ingredients, greater mental clarity, reduced food cravings, healthy radiant skin, helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels, on and on and on. The food's been debased of the nutrients you need. This has got it. You need it every morning or evening. Mix it with your orange juice or apple juice, or drink it with water if you like. It tastes good with apple juice or orange juice. 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238, or interfood.com. And some other great folks are eFoods Direct. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, the longest continual operating storable foods company in the U.S. I've purchased food from them twice. It's of the highest quality, and it's very, very affordable and inexpensive for what you get. They have 2-month supplies for individuals, 1-year supplies for individuals. They have year supplies for families of 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and it gets even less expensive as you buy more. Give them a call. Get a free brochure. Or get some storable food in. That's how the globalists will control you if they go to martial law. Regardless, you're nuts in these trying times with the economy and the rest of it. If you don't give them a call and put some food in, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. You can't miss their banners on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And in closing for the plugs, my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement's out. We're dealing with hardcore killers. This proves it. Just the section on all the admitted radiological, chemical, biological spraying and having our troops go in chambers and murdering them and killing U.S. children in CPS custody with radiation containment centers, blasting their brains with radiation, killing them. I mean, we got cold-blood murderers running this country for 60, 70 years. And they're in full command right now, but they're not in command of you knowing the truth. And they're raping the dollar and crushing this country right now. We're going into very serious times. I want you to get in game, and I want you to make copies of it, and I want you to go absolutely crazy with it. I mean, it's time to just go wild, folks. It's time to get a DVD burner and put that sucker in there. And I'm talking make 10 copies every day. It takes you 10, 15 minutes to make a copy each one. Just make copy after copy. Or go get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and go download it in super high quality and start burning it to disc and CD right now and just start giving it to everybody. I mean, let's just get aggressive. That's how we're going to take this nation back. We don't have a choice. They're coming for us. Believe me, I wish it wasn't true. I can't believe I can even calmly sit here and talk about it knowing what I know. Sometimes I can't believe I haven't run to New Zealand or Argentina, but there's nowhere to run. We got to fight these people. I don't know how to run, folks. I just know how to fight, and there's nowhere to run to. We just got to fight them. So please get in game at InfoWars.com or watch it on PrisonPlanet.tv right now. Just stop waiting, 888-253-3139. Tom Cryer is our guest, and I appreciate him coming on. Sherry Jackson was found guilty on 4 counts of willful failure to file. And it's just disgusting that this has happened. But we win some, we lose some. Again, the average American doesn't know where the U.S. is on a map in the world, much less about private District of Columbia and scam corporations that were set up by the lawyers and how the banks took over. Tom, I'm really depressed that they found her guilty, but it just shows that we still got a lot of slug people out there that just don't know their head from the hole in the ground.
We've got a lot of work to do, Alex. We're not there. And it's going to take, the sad thing is that this isn't going to be the last political prisoner that is going to be hauled off before this gets done. But we're going to have to get them all out to get any of them out. We're going to have to take Bastille down. And the only way to do that is the Bastille in this case is the myth, the tax myth perpetrated by the federal government on the people. The world is still flat to them.
Now, Tom, I talked to folks that were with her today, but she's not doing interviews. She's
well, that's understandable. I mean, now she's got to be brokenhearted at this point. You know that.
Well, for those that don't know who she is, first tell us in a nutshell who you are, your experience, some of the good cases in a nutshell that have happened, and then who she is and what happened to her.
Well, I'm an attorney in Shreveport, Louisiana, and I learned some years ago. I wasn't part of the movement until just recently, but I did learn. Some years ago that the tax law doesn't make me liable. And if the law doesn't state that you're liable, you don't owe it. I also went in and dug up all the bones, found out how and why they did it this way, why it's written the way it is. It's written to deceive. But you conclude that they've lied to us about it being liable. They've lied to us about that everything that comes in is income. They've lied to us about what they can tax and what they can't tax. The tax is on taxable income. It's not on non-taxable
Tom,
income.
How did we get so evil to have private banks ruling over us with a fake tax system and a fiat currency and to have a government that's that would take CPS children and kill them with radiation and take troops?
It's a simple matter of power corrupting and absolute power corrupting absolutely. Basically, whatever would, and the founding fathers, Alex, knew that this was going to be a problem. They knew that this was going to be a risk, and they tried to guard against it. And that's why they put so many limitations, so many safeguards were built into the Constitution. But the problem is that whenever the people are entrusted with those safeguards get in concert with one another and decide that, well, we can rob Fort Knox if we all do it together, then Fort Knox ceases to be safe. Well, the same thing with the Constitution. The ones that we entrusted the care and preservation of that constitutional form of a republic to discovered that if we join hands and the three branches, instead of fighting each other and holding each other at bay and keeping each other within the four corners of the Constitution, that if we join hands, we can become one single trunk instead of three branches. And if Katie barred the door, then we can rule the world. You know, and that's basically what you're seeing happening. But then it just leads from one thing to the next. And now we're in the final throes of it. Because now
they're four or five generations inbred, worth trillions of
absolutely dollars,
totally psychopathic, funding bioweapons to kill us all, openly bragging about it, and the public can't even read it.
You've got now, the public has been dumbed down. The competing values, the competing source of values, the family, the church, the community, your locally operated and run schools, where we were instilled with the values of what was right and wrong and what was proper and improper and acceptable and unacceptable, have now been displaced and dishonored, and there's been open warfare now in Christianity and the family unit. Right now you've got, the government's paying people not to form families. The schools are being told from the federal headquarters to tell students not to pay attention to what their parents said was right or wrong, because their parents don't know, but the government does. The churches have been kicked off, the campuses kicked out of the government, kicked out of the community, and held up for scorn and ridicule. Anybody who would propose to be a source of value, guidance, or leadership in the community is under attack right now.
And they do it all by design to make us weak so they can take over, and they even write documents on it. Tom, let's get into
this by design.
Oh, no, I've interviewed the former head of the Department of Education. We actually have the blueprint documents. But go ahead.
Well, in that case, it is design. But, it would happen as a matter of natural course, because the more that the beast has, the more it craves. If it has a ton of power, it wants 3 tons. Once it gets 3 tons, it wants 10 tons. And every ounce of power comes at the expense of our liberty. But I know we got kind of astray. We were supposed to be talking about Sherry.
Yeah, real fast, your case, let's get into Sherry.
Well, in my case, we presented the case to the jury. The jury understood, and as a matter of fact, later learned that half of them actually believed what I told them. The other half weren't sure that what I told them was correct, but they had no doubt that I believed what I told them. And consequently, they determined that I did not have knowledge or belief that I was under a duty to file, and therefore I could have committed the crime. In Sherry's case, everything went very well at the first part of the trial. Their jury selection process was a little bit more difficult than mine. We had 10 strikes. The government had 6. In Sherry's case, they each had 3 strikes was all they had. So if the jury was just, you might as well just go out and grab the first 12 people you saw on the sidewalk and said, you're the jury. No telling what she had in there. But it went well up until cross-examination, and whenever they started crossing her, that was whenever the government really turned on the afterburners, and they came after her in spades, and they just they buffaloed her. And here she's not a seasoned courtroom combatant. I mean, the Yang USA could not cow me. As a matter of fact, I had him cowed by the time we were done. But in this case, the AUSA was able to push her around and make her, look a little doubtful, a little dubious about maybe her beliefs aren't so solid after all. And even though they are, And then they came back with another tool that's...
Well, I see this with women. I see this with women and people that also haven't been in and around court and just the real world. That women will act friendly and almost, like, give a little. That isn't how this works in a courtroom, is
it? No, you have to stand your ground. You have to draw the circle and say, come over here and I want to slap the snot out of you. They handed her a copy of Section 1 of the code that says a tax is imposed on taxable income of individuals married and surviving spouses. I said, see, there's a liability provision. Why didn't you take that? There it is, right there, first one. Why didn't you take that up there and claim the $50,000 reward? You could have gotten $50,000 if you just looked. But you didn't look, did you? Well, she's just sitting there kind of not knowing what to do. They're in the headlights, bless her heart, and she's not trained and geared to that. I mean, that's not because she's an accountant, for crying out loud. And so, I mean, there's not anything you can do for them. Once you get into that, you can prepare them for it. You can tell them, and I know that Larry
But explain to people, Mr. Cryer, and again, you beat them, and there's still a lot of other folks now. Explain what that really says.
Well, if he had done that to me, I'd have rolled it up and popped him on the nose with it, made him look like a puppy that wet the floor.
What would you have said?
Well, I'd have said, of course not. That doesn't say anything about liability, and you know it. You're old enough to know, and you're past the second year of law school. You know that headings aren't law. You know that these are only headings when it says tax on individuals. You know it's only
headings. That's a statement. Not even a law.
That's not even, what is that? There's no verb. There's no subject. Tell me what it says. Does it say that tax on individuals? Does it say that individuals are liable? No. It's not even a statement. It's not part of the law. Here's a law. There is hereby imposed on the taxable income of married individuals and surviving spouses defined herein a tax in a certain amount according to a schedule that no longer exists. Now, tell me where in that it said who was liable. Show me where on that. That doesn't say anything is liable. I don't know who you think you're asking this question to, but I can read English, and I know you can, and I know the jury can. He didn't even think about doing that to me. But the thing is that with Sherry, bless her heart, she was doing her best. She worked hard to prepare. I know she did because I was talking to them as they were making preparations and was making suggestions. And I know that they tried to prepare her for cross-examination. But when you were up there, I can tell you, I've been an attorney and I've tried cases for 35 years. I've tried them every size, shape, color, and description. But and I've been in that courtroom, that very courtroom, many, many times. But I have never seen a courtroom look quite like it did when I sat down at that box. It's a whole other world. And it's real easy to sit back and say, she should have done this or she should have said that. But it's a whole other world up there. You can't know until you've been there. And the stress and the strain on you and the weight that's on you is just, it's indescribable.
Well, also, I couldn't imagine being innocent and having to sit there. And knowing that it's a fraud, knowing the IRS prosecutors know it's a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know it's a fraud, don't they?
They know it is. And that's one of the things that I keep trying to tell people, Alex. You know, one of the first things that people do whenever they get it bowed up with these bastards, excuse my French, but when they get bowed up with these people, with the beast, is they want to send them this 20-page letter explaining to them why they've been wrong all these years and that they should back off and quit doing these bad things to people. Thinking, is for some reason or other, that IRS is going to throw its hands up and say, oh my goodness, you mean I've been doing wrong and I thought I was doing the right thing? Oh, I'm so glad that you have pointed this out to me. Please excuse me for having troubled you, and I promise I'm not going to do this to anybody else. No, it's not going to happen that way. They already know they're stealing. They already know they're taking things and stealing people's labor without the law, let alone the Constitution, permitting it. So you're not going to do it. All you're going to do is give them something to slap you around.
Exactly. They're going to use it against you. How much time is Sherry facing? I know that there's a sentencing coming up. She's asked people contact and write letters to the judge.
Well, the maximum, it's one year max per count. And, but there is, and there used to be the guidelines, which they're not supposed to use anymore, but they do. I don't know what the numbers, it will depend upon the amount of money involved as to how much they sentence her to. And other factors as well can be taken into account to deviate a
Now, for about 4 or 5 years, she's been traveling the country exposing that it's a fraud. She was in the front page USA Today ads that the We the People Foundation bought.
This judge doesn't seem to have an axe to grind, although the judge did tighten him up when they started getting close to accomplishing something. She did tighten up on Larry toward the last half of Sherry's testimony.
That's Beecraft.
Uh-huh, Larry Beecraft. I spoke with Larry at length this morning. I talked to him a little while after they went to the jury yesterday. And they cracked down pretty tight on him. They would not allow her to refer to any specific cases.
What about an appeal, then, if they cracked down on him? I mean,
I think she crossed the line on that. If she wouldn't allow her to specify what cases what formed the basis for her belief, I don't think that's going to be sufficient. And there is a shot on appeal. There's always that shot.
So stay there. I want to hear what Larry Beecraft, her lawyer, said from his friend Tom Cryer, also a lawyer on the other side with Sherry Jackson, railroaded by the private IRS again.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Tom Cryer, before we end this broadcast today, and I want to get you and Larry Beecraft both on tomorrow if you can do it. Give out your websites. They're excellent.
Well, there's LifeFreeZone.com, which is the website that we set up to seek assistance for my defense and recovery, because although I survived the bomb blast, I'm standing in the bottom of the crater to dig out. Everything else, you know, was lost. But the other, the one that's most active at this point is truthattack.org, and that's a campaign, a movement that have formed. It's a coalition of the tax honesty groups, and we are unified in one message.
Well, it's a great website, and we'll have to talk about it more tomorrow because we're almost out of time.
Okay.
What did Larry Beecraft say happened?
Larry says basically is that she got trashed in rebuttal, and they put on 3 or 4 witnesses after, in their case, in rebuttal, which is unusual, who just trashed her and made her out to be a liar and a thief. And the jury mistook lack of credibility on her part as proof of the government's case. Just because somebody, if you can say, I don't believe them, but that doesn't mean that the government's proof.
So they went for character assassination.
They went for a character. They brought in hired on the payroll character assassins, with the exception of one of the witnesses was a former partner of Sherry's who they had a civil dispute over, and she characterized the civil dispute as an attempt by Sherry to steal money. Well, just like any plaintiff and defendant thinks the other one's trying to take them.
Did Sherry lose that civil thing?
I don't know what happened.
Well, if she didn't lose it, that's a reason for an appeal right there. That's a false statement right there.
Well, it was a false characterization, but basically...
And it's a conflict of interest.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And all those things were argued. But the jury, when you start slinging mud and it hits the wall, even though you can scrape it off, the stain's still there. And that's what happened. They bloodied her. And they just went in and totally assassinated her character. And, of course, Larry got the court to allow him to put Sherry back up and have what they call a sewer rebuttal. Because normally the defendant doesn't get a chance to answer the government's rebuttal case.
I thought the defendant can go on whenever they want.
The defendant can go on and testify during their case if they want to. But, you see, the government gets their turn with the whip. Then you get your turn with the whip. Then the government gets to rebut, and that's the case. You don't get a chance to rebut the rebuttal. But the court allowed him to put her on to rebut the rebuttal because of the nature of the material that was raised.
They didn't want an appeal, yeah.
And but by then, all she could do was rebut it by saying, oh, I am telling the truth. But she'd already been bloodied. And so the jury, the estimates are it was about 20 minutes. They did not take time. It would take longer than that just to go over the elements.
Couldn't that be used on appeal, the quick deliberation?
No, you can't do that because if they took 20 hours or 20 minutes, you can't question the jury's methods in determining, if it came out and said...
But I've seen cases where the jury...
...tampered with, that would be a different thing.
Yeah.
Ninth Circuit just reversed one because the juror signed affidavit saying that we only convicted because we were afraid not to, because the IRS had 15 people in the courtroom glaring at us throughout the trial and looking at us threateningly.
All right, truthattack.org. I want to get you and Beecraft on tomorrow, so try to rustle him up for us if you can, Tom Cryer. I appreciate you coming on.
He should be back in Huntsville tomorrow. And if you've got a guy else on the line for a minute, I'll give your guy his number.
I've got Beecraft's cell.
Oh, okay. Well, his cell phone, he loses that. He doesn't have that, but you can get him at the office.
Okay, I'm going to get it right now. Okay.
Right.
I'm going to talk to you right now, Tom, when the show ends. Thank you. Stay there. All right, folks, if you missed any of the first or second hour, a lot of key news got covered on the economy, on the Mexican trucks, so much. It's about to restart at Infowars.com right now on the streams and rebroadcast on a lot of AM and FM stations. See you back tomorrow, 11 to 2 live. God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.